Radio Prague News.
8 people were killed in a shooting incident at a pub in the town of Uherský Brod on Tuesday afternoon. The Prime Minister has expressed his shock at Tuesday's tragic shooting. And the President is to appoint Robert Pelikán as Minister of Justice in the second week of next month. 8 people were killed in a shooting incident at a pub in the town of Uherský Brod in eastern Moravia on Tuesday afternoon, Czech television reported, quoting information from the Minister of the Interior, Milan Chovanec. The shooter, who is reported to have fired off around 24 rounds, is also dead, reportedly after turning his weapon on himself. The mayor of Uherský Brod, Patrik Kunčár, told Czech television that the killer, who may have been carrying 2 weapons, was a local man aged around 60. A man who was in the toilets in the Drozhba pub when the shooting took place at around lunchtime said around 20 people had been on the premises. The Czech Prime Minister, Bohuslav Sobotka, says that, like most Czech citizens, he has been shocked by the tragic shooting incident on Tuesday. Mr. Sobotka said he offered his deepest condolences to the families of victims. He also called on the Minister of Justice, Milan Chovanec, to personally oversee the police investigation into the event. For his part, Mr. Chovanec said the shooting had not been an act of terrorism, but the act of one deranged individual. President Miloš Zeman will appoint Robert Pelikán as Minister of Justice in the second week of next month. The latter said after a meeting with the head of state at Prague Castle on Tuesday. The ANO candidate, who has up to now been first Deputy Minister of Justice, will replace Helena Valková, who presented her resignation letter to Mr. Zeman on Tuesday. Mr. Pelikán, who is in his 30s, is the son of a European Union Court of Justice judge and a law professor. MPs don't want to lift the parliamentary immunity of former Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda over charges of breach of trust due to negligence. The police want to investigate Mr. Svoboda over a contract he signed with a lawyer for an analysis of suspicious contracts at Prague's Transport Authority without consulting other councillors. However, on Tuesday, the Lower House's Mandate and Immunity Committee said it would recommend that deputies reject their request. MPs have already lifted Mr. Svoboda's immunity in connection with an investigation into the Open Card, an electronic card system for transport and other services. The founder of Prague's prestigious Porg Secondary School, Andrej Steffel, is planning to open an unconventional elementary school in the city at the start of the next academic year, Idnes.cz reported. The new school will not teach children and will not award grades, but rather teachers will serve as guides to mixed age groups of around 16, the news site said. Mr. Steffel denies that the school will be experimental, saying the method has been tested in other countries. However, Václav Klaus Jr., a former Porg principal and proponent of traditional education, says that the opening of the school is merely a marketing manoeuvre. The populist Dawn grouping has decided at a so-called national conference to create a new party. Speaking after a two-hour meeting on Tuesday, leader Tomio Okamura described the move as a putsch. The Dawn MPs who voted for the change called on Mr. Okamura to step down. MPs close to Deputies Group leader Marek Černoch recently said the new party would, quote, defend national interests and would work with France's far-right National Front. Dawn describes itself as a movement and has very few actual members. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.